We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Roshem Chav Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Edios Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah we already learned in Yevamos Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad. There we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the following. Take a case where, the case of Yibum, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to Leah. Leah happens to be his niece. It's Shimon's daughter, which is permitted, and Reuven married to Leah, and they have no children. And now Reuven passes away, and Shimon typically is supposed to do Yibam. The problem is that this woman, his sister-in-law, is also his daughter. So Reuven's wife, was Reuven's niece, which was permitted to him. But now that Yibam, now that she falls to Yibam, so Shimon can't perform Yibam. She is an erevah to him. She is his daughter. So, you know, the halacha is that obviously Yibam is not performed in such a case. But let's say Reuven is married, has two wives. He's married to Leah, which is his niece, which is Shimon's daughter. And he's also married to Chana, not related at all. So there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether or not there's a mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza with respect to the other wife. So the tzara. So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai matirin es hatzaros la'achim, says the Mishnah. Says Beis Shammai, the tzara is permitted to marry the brother, which means Shimon is able to now perform Yibum to Chana. That Chana's not his daughter. Chana's tzara, Chana's co-wife, is his daughter. So Beis Shammai says that's permitted. Beis Hillel Ostrin, Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel learns from a pasuk that even the tzaros are prohibited. So not only, and that's the first mission in Yevamah, so he goes through 15 examples, Chamesh Yosei Nashim, who are potros tzaroseyan, which are not only exempt from Yibam because they're an erva to the potential Yavam, to the brother-in-law, but their tzaros, their co-wives, are also potros. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. Mishnah then says, Choltzu, let's say they do perform Chalitza. So take this example. Here, Reuven passed away, and he's married to Leah. Of course, Shimon doesn't do Yibam or Chalitza to Leah. That's his daughter. But Chana is the co-wife. So let's say he performs Chalitza to Chana. So according to Beis Shammai, that's a real chalitza. Chalitza needed to be done. Beis Shammai postlin min hakahuna. Beis Shammai says that now this tzara, this co-wife, this chana, could no longer marry a kohen. Why? Because in fact, she really was bound to Shimon for the performance of Yibam or Chalitza. And since Chalitza was absolutely kosher, she has the status of a grusha. We know a chalutza and a grusha have the same status. So the same way a grusha, a divorced woman, cannot marry a kohen, a chalutza can marry a kohen. This was a real chalitza, and therefore she, Chana, cannot marry a kohen after having chalitza performed by Shimon. Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel says if Shimon would come along and perform chalitza to Chana, so Chana's allowed to marry a kohen, because that chalitza is meaningless. There was no need to do chalitza because since Leah was pater from Yibam chalitza, the tzara Chana, her co-wife, is also pater. So the fact that he performed chalitza is a meaningless chalitza. She therefore doesn't have the status of a chalitza, and she's permitted to marry a kohen. Nisyabmu, let's say the tzaros of the arayos, these co-wives of the erva, would had Yibam performed. So here, let's say Shimon actually performed Yibam to Chana. Beis Shammai machshirin. Beis Shammai says that now they're permitted to marry a kohen potentially afterwards because the Yibam was performed properly. So that would mean, let's say Shimon passed away. So now, okay, so now Chana can marry a kohen, not a problem. Beis Hillel postlin. Beis Hillel says, no, Chana can't marry a kohen if Shimon passed away because Shimon performing Yibam, living with this tzara, so that we treat the tzara like an erva. He's not allowed to perform that Yibam. You're living with a woman who's you're not permitted to live with. This is Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. This is your brother's wife where there's no mitzvah. She therefore becomes a Zona. A Zona can't marry a Kohen. Then the Mishnah says, V'afal pi she'elu poslin elu machshirin. Even though we said in such a case, if let's say the Tzaros had Chalitza performed, Beis Shammai says they are posel, Beis Hillel said they are kosher. And if they had Yibum, meaning Beis Shammai says they're posel to a Kohen because they had real Chalitza. Beis Hillel says, no, they're kosher because the Chalitza is meaningless. And if Yibum was performed, so Beis Hillel says they're posel to a Kohen. Why? Because they're a Zona. Beis Hillel says, no, what do you mean they're not his own at all? Their Yibum was performed properly, and therefore they're kosher to a Kohen. So even though Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai come to very different conclusions, lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nasha mi Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel velo Beis Hillel milisa nasha mi Beis Shammai nonetheless. They weren't concerned that maybe there was this issue of the tzara of the Erva, of the co-wife of the Erva, where Beis Hillel, we said, is pater from chalitza and would be usur. And according to Beis Hillel, the consequences as we discussed, and according to Beis Shammai, they're chayv in chalitza. And of course, the consequences we discussed. So nonetheless, Beis Shammai did not refrain there. That school, those chachamim Beis Shammai did not refrain from marrying women from Beis Hillel. And take a specific example. Let's say you have this woman, and according to Beis Hillel, let's say our case of Chana. Chana is able to marry without chalitza at all, because according to Beis Hillel, the tzara, just like the heir of Aleo, is pater from chalitza. Chana is pater from chalitza, so she can remarry anybody without chalitza. So, but according to Beis Shammai, she needs chalitza. Yet Beis Shammai, so maybe we should be concerned. Someone from the Academy of Shammai, Beis Shammai, should be concerned. Well, maybe this woman from Beis Hillel, from this family followed that psak halacha, and maybe I can't marry her. She needed chalitza, and she's bound according to me, but not according to Beis Hillel, and I'm not allowed to marry her. Or the other way, velo Beis Hillel milisa nashim Beis Shammai. Even Beis Hillel didn't refrain from marrying women from Beis Shammai, even though they could be a potential problem as well. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, the child, if let's say Yibam was performed, like Beis Shammai says Yibam can be performed, Shimon is allowed to marry the Tzara. Shimon can't marry his daughter Leah, but there's no Yibam there, but could marry Chana. But according to Beis Hillel, no, you can't marry Chana. And if you marry Chana, according to Beis Hillel, that's she's like an Erva. And those children, potentially, if Yibam was performed, Yibam, you're not allowed to perform Yibam. You're having children now where you're not allowed to perform Yibam. This is your wife's, this is your brother's wife, where there's no mitzvah. These children are mamzerim. It's an Isser Eshesach. Eshesach, the punishment is kares. And the children of Chiva, where the union is a kares, are mamzerim. Nonetheless, Beis Hillel didn't refrain from marrying women from Beis Shammai. So, and the Gemara explains in Yevamos and after Yudal and Mebeis, why is that? Because they wouldn't form each other. How they practice halacha l'maisa? Anything that you need to be concerned based on your on your position in this halacha, and this way they wouldn't run into any problems. Recognizing that each one had a different position, and then the Mishnah says v'chol hataros v'atumo shahayu elu mitarin ve'elu mitamin also lo nimnu lehiyos osim taros elu al gav elu. Not only that, in the Erev Tumah v'Tara also it didn't bring there was no contention between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And they would, let's say, lend vessels. Vessels would potentially become tamei. They had different piskei halakha with Tumah v'Tara. Once again, for the same reason, they wouldn't form each other. By the way, according to your halacha, this may be tamei. You may not want to borrow it from me. And the Mishnah is therefore coming to teach you that they fulfill that which it says in Zechariah Perachas Ha'emes V'Hashalom Ehavu, that they had Shalom, Chiba, and Reyes amongst one another, even though they disagreed on many areas of Halacha. Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes is also Halacha. We learn in Yevamos, it's a founding Yevamos, Paragimel, Mishnah Hey. Shlosha Achim, you have three brothers. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda. So let's say we have the Reuven, and two of the brothers are married to two sisters. So let's say Reuven is married to Leah, and Shimon is married to Rachel. So Rachel and Leah are sisters, and Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda are our brothers. The Echad Mufne, right? That's what Mishnah is saying. He, one brother is not married, so Yehuda is not married to anybody. But let's say one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters died. So let's say, for example, Reuven, who's married to Leah, passes away. And now what does Yehuda do? Yehuda, who is the single brother, he va'asaba mufne, that single brother, does mamar. What is Mamar? So Mamar, we learn in Maseches Yevamos, Midoraisa, the Pasuk says, Yevama Yevam Alehu L'Kachalo L'Isha. To perform Yibum, it's through marital relations, through Bia. That's the way you perform Yibum. And there is no Kiddushin Midoraisa, as we have when it comes to regular marriage, but there is Kiddushin Midorabanan. That Kiddushin Midorabanan, also done with Kesef or a Shtar, is called Mamar. Mamar does not acquire the Yevama a full Kinyon. It's a Kinyon Midorabanan to some extent, but it's not a full Kinyon. That is the opinion of Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai hold, no, even a Mamar is effective regarding Yavama to make her like a full wife of the Yavam. So that is that's very important for us to understand what's happening in the Mishnah. So in our Mishnah again, Shloshach and Shnai Mehem Nesum L'Shtei Achayos. So you have Reuven married to Leah, Shiva married to Rachel, and one Echad Mufne and Yehuda is single. And now Reuven dies, Beis Echad Mibalei Achayos. So now Reuven, let's say, died. He's one of the brothers married to one of the sisters. So Leah now falls to Yibam and Vasaba Mufne Mamar. So our friend Yehuda, the brother Yehuda, he doesn't perform Yibam completely. He begins the process by giving a ring, giving a witch's money, or giving a shtar to Leah, to his sister-in-law, to Reuven's wife. Vacharkach Meis Elchiv Hasheni. Now what happens, unfortunately, Shimon dies, and now Rachel, Shimon's wife, also falls to Yehuda for Yibam. So what happens? Reuven, Yehuda rather, gave Mamar already to Ashtar Kesef, Ashtar to Leah, but now Rachel forced him. Do we say that there's a Yibum potential here as well? Or do we say, no, he basically performed Yibum already with the first sister? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Ishto Imo, Vahala Teitzim Ishamachos Isha. Beis Shammai says, no, Mamar was done. Mamar is like a Kinyan, and it's like you perform Yibum, even though it's only Midrabanan. And Yehuda, therefore, is basically married to Leah, that first sister. What about the other one, Hala, the other one, which is Rachel? Teitzei, she leaves, he's not bound to her at all, because she is the sister of Yehuda's wife. Yehuda's wife now is Leah, so there's no mitzvah at all. They're not bound to one another, because she's an ever to him. No, things are very complicated, because since Yehuda never performed the full Yibum on Leah, but rather just gave her mama, so now he's partially married to her. But when Rachel falls to Yibam to him after Shimon passes away, so she's bound that she's a kukali Yibam to Yehuda now as well. So, but he can't marry both. They're both because they're sisters. So Motzias Ishto beget Vachalitza. This is what he does. The wife, meaning Leah, the one who he performed Mamar with, he has to give her a get because he gave her a type of kiddushin, but also Chalitza. She's still bound to him for the purposes of Yibam, which he didn't fully perform, but he's not allowed to live with her because there's another woman who is this woman's sister who's also bound to him in Yibam potentially. So what does he do with Rachel? Chalitza, he doesn't have to give her a get. He never started to marry her. But Chalitza, he does need to perform because both of these women have fallen to him for Yibam/Chalitza. And since they're both sisters, he can't live with both of them. Therefore, he has to perform Chalitza on both. Zui Shamu, this is what the Chachamim have said about this situation, or people have said, Ilo Alisto, or Ilo, or Oilo Alistova, Ilo Alishas Achiv. Oi to him that on his wife, the one that Yehuda unfortunately started to marry, Lay can't live with her, and oi on Ashes Achiv, his brother's wife, which is Rachel, who also he can't live with, he has to give her Chalitza as well.